You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2019, episode 139. We got Jody and D-Ruff on the way. If you feel it, you can speak it. They are two, I think Poets sells them short, but they are two active members of the Boston poetry community. They do events, so many things, and connect a lot of people around town. And you may remember Jody from last year, but now she's back. We're going to, you know, chop it up about all sorts of things that they have in store. If you missed the Dust Collectors episode, that is up now. LFODradio.com, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you could get a podcast. Also, Real P, Bobby Bangers, Red Shades, Trevor Holmes, and many, many more. If you're tuned in, let us know at LFODradio with an underscore on Twitter, hashtag LFODradio. If you're tuned in, you really should let us know, because we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets tonight to Smino, Earth Gang, and Folix. And so those tweets are going to come in handy for you if you're tuned in. So fire up those apps. Submissions at LFODradio.com. If you're an artist, send us some clean records. That's how it all gets started. And please check out that Patreon if you haven't. Patreon.com/LFODLife. Done some tweaking, improved some things, and shout out to everyone supporting so far. Not supporting, shout out to everyone who's joined us on this adventure here, because we're really about to do some great things. That being said, I am joined right now by A-Ball.
Yo.
And Miss Amanda Shea.
Hey, yo, yo.
What's up, Elizabeth? That's my sister. Shout out to my sister.
Shout out to Elizabeth. What's going on with her today?
She told me she was tuning into my show.
Yeah?
So I was excited.
Hi, Elizabeth.
What's happening, Elizabeth?
She's down in D.C.
Okay.
George Washington University.
Word.
Oh, so she's streaming.
Yeah.
Oh, she's totally streaming.
LFODradio.com/stream.
/stream.
Some people don't know. Some people only listen to the podcast. They don't know. They can tune in live every Tuesday night at 9 p.m.
That's right.
Like Elizabeth.
LFODradio.com.
Thank you.
Bam.
What's up, Amanda? You feeling a little better?
No.
Oh, wow. That was heavy.
Yeah.
Pure congestion.
Yeah. Like, this is going to happen throughout the show. I'm totally cool with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got some talkative folks here tonight.
I believe we do, too, so I don't really have to talk. I wish I had a friggin' Advil, though. That would be great. And I never take medicine for anything, but this sinus headache, the way it's set up, it feels like my head is about to explode. Word.
I might have one in the car. We can check after.
For real?
Sometimes, yeah.
That'd be great.
Do you drink ginger tea?
I have drank ginger everything. Word. I should be growing ginger roots.
Yeah.
But I'm bumped.
That.
See, I'm still funny even when I'm sick. I'm corny, but I'm funny.
It was a good one. I should.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. You got a smile out of me.
I mean, what else am I going to do? I do have cucumbers simmering in some alkaline water and some turmeric.
Okay.
So I got my fluids down.
I found out ginger, cinnamon, and lemon.
Something
that sounds about
good.
The cinnamon mixed with the ginger or with the lemon. I'm not sure which right now. So definitely do all three. But mixed with one unlocks next
but like
level
in water or like in a teaspoon,
like hot water in a
oh
tea.
Okay
yeah. Put a little honey in it.
Cinnamon, lemon, and ginger.
Yeah, throw some honey in too and you'll be good.
No cayenne pepper, I guess. That's for the diet stuff.
You
right
can throw, I mean, you can do what you want.
Yeah,
right,
but those,
jazz it up.
I guess like that combination unlocks like a superpower in the cinnamon maybe.
Well, I must unlock my superpower.
Yeah, get it all.
Yeah, for sure.
Hydration is key.
It is. Water is life. Shout out Young Zeus.
Yeah.
Water is life.
I know.
It's my guy.
Stay
it's
hydrated.
Really water is forever, I think, but I always say water is life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Water's good.
Yeah.
McJenkins, big water fan.
I hurt myself recently because I was dehydrated.
Really?
That's a serious thing, yeah. I was dancing very hard. at a party for 4 hours.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And then I just fainted. But it was like the time and the place. Like I fainted and hit the corner of a hallway.
Wait, is this different than the other faint?
No. Did I already talk about a faint?
Yeah.
on air?
No, not on air, but I just, as a friend, I'm concerned. I'm like, oh no, dude.
Oh, yeah, it happened again, man. Can you believe it? No.
I didn't know about the first faint. No, this continue. Is new, this is new
one.
For me.
There was only one. I was dehydrated at a party, and I fainted and hit my head on like the corner of a wall.
Jesus.
But I had to get 6 staples.
Are you okay? Yeah. How long ago was this?
This was a month ago, month and a half.
Where have I been? Was I here for this? I don't remember hearing the story. Gosh.
I don't think I told
you. So wait, you were dancing for 4 hours straight, no dehydration? I mean, no water, I mean? No, you weren't, like, drinking anything?
I did. I mean, I didn't drink water while I was at the party.
That's crazy.
But I was hydrated enough when I got there. But the whole day I was, you know, drinking coffee and probably not pushing fluids.
Sounds
as
like you
well.
Weren't hydrated enough.
I wasn't hydrated there. Enough.
For 4 hours of dancing?
Yeah.
No, that's a lot.
I wasn't prepared. I go hard.
I guess so. I'm like, I'm tired even just hearing that because I could probably do a half hour at best.
I leave it all on the floor.
We need to do the dance video soon.
We Facts. Do.
Especially because the cat's out of the bag. Shout out It's Lit Boston.
Yeah.
If you have not heard the It's Lit Boston interview yet, go to It's Lit Boston on whatever app you listen to podcasts on. It's also on SoundCloud or at It's Lit Boston. Should be in their bio.
Yes.
All sorts of cats got out of the bag there.
Wait, so the first part I heard, is the second part up too?
I think just part one, unless they might have edited it into one. I'm not sure. They didn't.
No, they told. They said two parts.
They said that, but I didn't see
a the
part,
second part
one
yet.
Mentioned or a part two.
They I said
see
part one.
No, the part
oh,
one's
part
up there.
One? Okay.
Yeah, I already watched it. Well, listened to it rather. Yeah. But
part two contains a trigger warning.
The conversations got a little more
they
intense.
Were, we talked about it a bit last week on the Dust Collectors one. But
oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even listen to last week's episode. I'm
Please
sorry,
don't
guys.
Say that on the air.
I'm sorry, guys. I will, though.
Yeah,
I've
it was
been
a good one.
I've been
Those
down.
Guys are beasts. They got, he did like a really humble flex of a million Spotify streams in the week leading up to the interview.
Jeez.
He was like, yeah, well, I mean, we did a million streams last week, and
it was real casual.
You guys used that as a video on. Yeah. I did see that part. Yeah, I've seen what you guys published.
Yeah, so shout out to the Dust Collectors.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they got it figured out. They did something like, because I was trying to tell him, congrats on doing 11 million streams,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, yeah, I mean, that was since July, and that only is like part of the streams. It doesn't really cut. And we're like, okay, like,
yeah.
Oh, talk so they talk numbers and like streams and they know
all
of that stuff. That's crazy.
Yeah.
They look really young too.
Yeah, he's in, one of them is in college and the other's in high school.
That's crazy.
So,
well,
16.
Millennials are figuring
out.
Got
a record
out.
Label. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can hear that in all the other episodes at LFOD Radio. So we're going to get into some music, then we're going to bring on the Speak It crowd.
No, if you can feel it, you can speak it. You gotta say that like you mean that.
Okay, we're gonna do it as a group when everyone's in here.
Word.
Coming back.
It's like you gotta do them justice.
Word. This is the new one from Jameel Honesty featuring Jay Royale and Code 9. It's produced by Nautilus. It's called Diamond Tap. You are tuned into LFOD Radio.
Industries. And street logic off the block of wisdom. Cash rules to get the food, even the pot to piss in. The root of evil ain't the money, there's a lot you missing. And what you missing is the same thing I got you pitched in. The Chesapeake may rest in peace and his army with them. Reserve the right to bear arms, forget the politic and banging on the beast. And politicians that hardly listen to the cries of the children from off the project buildings. Epidemic of K2, look like the walking dead. For a while and the $4, I'll take it off your head. Man, I still feel for the move, wish I could walk with dreads, but I'm going bald, but still in awe, it's off the feds. In Babylon, we war against the Chaldeans. That's the Negro, Native essays and wild weekends. Full of 18, I had a foul weekend. Took a ball. bullet in the stomach, bleeding out, leaking. I rhyme a reason to it all. Maybe call a few chosen, but the you've been through it all. And I'm out speaking. Spoken word, your index is sending out the precinct. Hey yo, it's Fala Fala Street is.
Check it. Pumping coke and molly, posted with my soldiers by me. With the strap over their shoulder like a toga party. Lord, no, I'm sorry. My block like a whole safari. Lions, tigers, bears, they violent with grimy stairs. Latter day Saints, the flows like a Fabergé egg. A street nigga, they're the bag and wait, wait. They ain't built to win. They shiver when we let the killers in. Ain't with the wolves, I can sell you Jordan Belfort pen. Me on the mat while sipping the finest cognac. Tried to warn them like reading the farmer's almanac. Until the lines is tapped, I'ma be grinding dimes of crack and cleaning money through this laundry mat. Just digging carbon copies. They say they hungry, they ain't starving like me. Be on the track with more punches than Paulie Malignaggi. Not to be braggadocious, we happen to have that toast with the ski mask like dashing down the Aspen slope.
Ain't no love in this tough kid, that's word of life. Pardon the blasphemy, hard as nails, used to murder Christ. Yikes, wasn't given luxury to learn it twice. Same spoon and serve a beating back to stir the rice. Herbal spices, poltergeists, and weakened vices. Rarely seek advice, told always speak with preciseness. Quarter life crisis, sort of like ISIS. Heavy machine devices, damsels trying to entice us. Stir the right amount of mixing, Kool-Aid. Acapulco assassins, bust a shell on a Tuesday. Bathing the Euphrates, land home by Uday. Pull a heist, Jay Taylor motorbikes, monster two-way. Drumming like Tommy Lee, shooter sleeve always neoprene. You ran in by the guillotine, modern Elohim. Letters from Iwo Jima till my bucket of beam. Be more crab shacks, Jamil has snuck in the steam.
One, two, one, two. Yeah, they never seen this coming. Like I was their first Atari 2600. Joy like Christmas morn, in other words for rap fans. Others try and run from me like a Pac-Man. They more temporary than boost mobile burners. My young G took a deuce deuce, that's a burner. You wrong, me chickens come home to roost, filet burger. Leave they brain flipped up, something like Asperger. These rap shows is a sausage fest. Still put me on the stage with the best, I still flex. Jealous souls be vexed, they on their tippy toes trying to peek at a vet. But the curtains closed through my whole set. I boast when provoked, step out my comatose, I ain't no joke. More horns than dookie ropes. My libido dormant, cause most you niggas corny trying to smash Jones. Baby, you must be misinformed. Napoleon complex, rap niggas in their 40s. Fuck boys cause they get money and drive foreign. Getting played happens to the best of us. But at least I didn't let that nigga fuck. But shoulda got my clicks up. Find a better chick, good luck. Off the kettle one, got me kettle cooked. Smashing a bag of chips like a name was a sketchbook. Best foot forward, I'm the Beatles on the crosswalk. I'm peeping every sub, but I only hear boss talk. In the back seat with my tents rolled up, Paul. Light a spark in the white test front of my convoy. They wanna look under my hood, call them pet boys. My presence requires gas money at the minimum. Guess you better scrape more cash, honey, I'm killing them. Killing them. Guess you better scrape more cash, honey, I'm killing them. Game over, reel it up. Reel it up.
This game. I gave you anything, then I want it. Took a while for me to see your face, but I'm on it. This time.
Yo, Simpson in the house, what up?
I'm on it.
Peace to my sister, it's gone,
no?
Yo, my pen's ink is pure enough to drink. From the city of minks and Cadillacs pink, reporting live, fuck storyline. Floating on while the water rise, more than wise, never dense. It's evident if you read the print. I explore where you never went and set up shop. You'll get left with a wet up block. My mode is ice cold where the ghetto's hot. Hot enough to make skin bubble on contact. Beyond rap, they should double my contract. ice down my cognac, sipping brown. Why wait? I'ma get it now. When I hit your town, complete my rider. When I drop speech of fire, make sure a leech won't eat nor bleed me drier. Before you see me retire, skill.
If I ever gave you anything, then I want it. Took a while for me to see your face, but I'm on it this time. Yeah, I'm on it this time.
Way it's looking, only a few of us gonna survive. It's all about how you play this game. Determines where you gonna be at, you know? Let me just talk my talk for a minute. Gracefully bow out like dreaming of conversating with great. All over the blogs, I watch them raving the beat. A1's a critic, I watch them baiting the greatest. I become the fish scared with the weight they weight in the way. It seem like the artist fading away. You make a hit pop and then get played on Sway in the day. Lot of y'all falling on the rise, claiming your fame. You wouldn't need a plan B if y'all wasn't playing with A. You telling me to get some clout, I got a lie in here. Or be like him, her, and them and probably dye my hair. Or go against my morals, frontin' looking kinda weird. I don't hate the game, but I'm just saying, I don't find it fair. I chose the ladder, naked night over the brick of white. You want a gram, duckin' death, tryna risk your life. No, I ain't hating, but I leave here with this advice. Enjoy the bread, but I'll be here because the kid is nice. They asking if I stop, hell no. And I've been through the storms, rain, sleet, hell, snow. Nicest in my city, got around, I'm well known. I heard what you said, don't care how you felt, bro. They like, there go,
there go,
well, there go,
there go,
there go,
there go,
well, there go,
there go,
there go,
there go,
well, there go,
there go.
You looking like food, it ain't hard to tell, bro. I tell them, there go. Yeah, they stumble, but they talking well. Seen the people hate the martyrs, but support the frail. You talking bodies, the outline of the Joker tell. Spit so many bars, I lock in and I could call for sale. The throne in the crown, yeah, it's all for sale. Smoke you, then catch a W, dog, I'm off the L's. They telling me never let my foot off of them. You think you jolting until you ball on the court with them. They said get them, 10-4, that's copy. Couldn't even get a nation of millions to stop me. About to take over the city and run it like John Street. I may rather try to box with the spirit of Ali. Bet the hatred make them think about murking them, probably. Hustle lower, Huxtable for the bills, no Cosby. I mop you to up the ante wherever you find me. The boy wrote his own deal, signed to who, I signed me. They asking if I stop, hell no. And I've been through the storms, rain, sleet, hell, snow. Nicest in my city, got around, I'm well known. I heard what you said, don't care how you felt, bro. They like, there it go,
there it go,
well, there it go,
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 there it go.
Looking like food, it ain't hard to tell, bro. They asking if I stop, hell no. And I've been through the storms, rain, sleet, hell, snow. Nicest in my city, got around, I'm well known. I heard what you said, don't care how you felt, bro. They like, there it go,
there it go,
well, there it go,
there it go,
there it go,
there it go,
well, there it go,
there it go,
there it go,
there it go,
well, there it go,
there it go.
Looking like food, it ain't hard to tell, bro. I tell them, there it go.
And we are back on Live Free or Die Radio. We got D-Ruff with us.
Hey, if you can feel it,
you can speak it.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
It's live now.
Oh, man. Yeah. You got the troublemaker. So this is going to be a good time.
What's happening? Call you the troublemaker?
Huh? Oh, no. I just like start stuff from time to time. That's why I was like, yeah, you got the troublemaker. Let's go. We can do it. Nah, I'm messing with y'all.
He goes, why do they call you the troublemaker?
No, I'm not. I'm the anchor of the mic. I'm the one that holds the mic down. So, you know, that's all that. So when you guys was like, oh, the speaking crowd, I'm like, come on, you better get my name right, man. You better get our crowd name right. So that's what I mean by like starting trouble. I mean, like, I hold it down. So, you know, making sure that
you keep the vigor in the place.
You got to. Got to keep the energy. Got to keep the passion. Got to keep everything. Keep that real. Keep that love there. So, that's all.
That's what's up. Welcome.
Thank you. It's
been a long time coming.
Listen, man, yes. Yes, it has. I've been watching from like a distance and really peeping how LFOD has been doing and really catching the extra bars. I've really been a fan of the extra bars.
Oh, yeah?
So that's really the extra bars and the freestyle session that you guys had at the end of the year with all the alum. That's when I was like, oh, man, this is awesome. So
you're in now.
Yeah, so I'm here now.
You got your pass.
So, yeah, I can't wait. I am not a rapper, though, so I just want... everybody to know that. I'm such a spoken word artist.
Disagree with that.
She will always disagree
with
that.
I'm always going to disagree
with
that.
But I am not a rapper.
But we'll let you tell it.
I am not a rapper.
Do you record and release music?
No,
that
I do not.
That doesn't mean
I do not.
You could still
I do,
be a rapper and I not do, record and release.
If I do, it's always with spoken word on it. I have earlier, like before I actually took and became a full-time artist. Yeah, I used to like spit bars and stuff. But no, I am not. Because there's a lot of talented artists within the city that do this, you know, such as Oompa and Dutch Rebel and then Red Shade. So like with all these artists that are here that are doing these great things, like I'm not spoken word. That's how I do it.
There's different job descriptions as well. Yeah. You know, rapper is a whole job. There's a lot that comes with that.
Oh, yeah. I do know that. I know that. That's also why I don't claim it. Like, I know the responsibility, and I know it gets thrown around.
Lightly?
Very lightly. Yeah. So for me, I'm like, I know the history. I understand the history. I respect the artists. I respect the craft. I make sure that I understand the struggle that it took to get to where it is today, and to respect the craft in which people have to pretty much put themselves in certain positions in order to feel the music and to produce the music and to get their music out there. Nah, I am not. I respect y'all to, and I'm saying this for all the artists, like I respect all hip-hop artists to amounts.
Yeah.
Level.
Yeah.
Because it's incredible what you guys are able to do. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, y'all say it's great for me, but no, y'all are just as incredible as creatives. So,
where would you draw the line between rap and spoken word? Surprise question.
That's very, it's very thin line. It depends on who you speak to. For me, it's a very thin line because there's still the commercial. There is commercial poetry that can come out, just like there's commercial rap that comes out. There's mainstream and this, but for me, poetry is really speaking from a truthful level. Like you can't hide yourself there. Hip hop, you can kind of put on a false bravado of a dream of what you want, or you can be that. Like there's an option with poetry. There is still that option, but it's almost like you can't really be. You can kind of tell with a poet, like, oh no, this is like a bubblegum poet. Like you're great. And I'm not saying anybody like is not great where they're at, but there's that hard hitting poet that's really trying to open up and really be therapeutic with
their
work.
There's a vulnerability to it.
Just like there is,
if they're not,
just like there is in certain hip hop artists, like you know when they're being vulnerable on a track, you can hear it in their music, just like you can hear it in a poet's words.
Right.
That's when at that time for me, it's the same. But when it comes to battle, battle rap versus slam poetry, nah, that's when it's different because battle rap, you're coming at each other's neck. Slam poetry, while that is still kind of a competition, it is almost like you're bearing it all for judges,
right,
who are part of the audience, who might not necessarily know the craft. You know what I'm saying? So that's when it's like, that's when it's different.
Yeah, and escapism has always been a part of hip hop since the very beginning too, you know, rapping about where you could be, what you could, like, you know, even Run DMC was rapping about cars they didn't have, clothes they couldn't wear, so.
They and did,
with,
and
with
then
poetry,
they,
you
for
can't
For me,
be.
I feel like they did, but they didn't. I think the earlier ones were more truthful about, yes, what they wanted to do, but it was, to me, this is just, it seems like they were more reflective on the environments that they had around them, so it was easier to think about or dream big, but it was more so they knew what they had to dream big. So it wasn't so much they was like, ah, this we dream rapping about stuff we don't have. We're rapping about stuff we're gonna get because this
there's
is
a speaking it into existence.
There we
piece
go.
Of
That's
it.
What I feel like the earlier rappers were doing, like the early 80s, early 90s. Like that's what I feel like all of them, we know what we got here. We're gonna right. do this. Now, while I still feel like the millennials and the new age have that, it's, I don't feel like they feel as empowered or as I don't feel like they feel as empowered as they could be.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of things that I feel like as artists we can do, and I don't feel like we do it. We talk a lot, but I don't feel like we actually do it. So that's what I mean by like there's few artists that are out here doing and putting in the work for their communities and doing and really putting in the work for their craft, for that to show. But then there's the other ones that now are kind of like, I just want the flash. Yeah. I just want the glitz and the glam and the girls and the money and the car. Like, I just want the material things, while there's some of us that really are trying to get out.
Right.
Because we don't want this. We don't want our communities to be the way that they are.
Right.
So we're trying to actually fix that, while there's others that I don't feel like are. I can't say everybody. Just feel like some.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some people rap for money. Some people rap for other things.
And I'm okay with that. Whatever your hustle is, get your hustle out right. there. Just be real about your hustle. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't feel like a lot of artists are real about their hustle. So that's why I'm like, just be real about your husband.
Slight exaggeration from time to time.
Yeah, like don't exaggerate. Be real out here.
Yeah. Well, so let's talk about the artists that you're attracting to.
Oh man.
If you feel it, you know what? For someone who's never been to that event or anything like it, how would you describe that environment?
Well, if you're coming, if you can feel it, you can speak it. You are coming to a very family-like environment. Like you're welcome in there. And when I say family, it's like there's no for me is no other description than a black cookout. You are, everybody's invited. We know who's gonna be real in this spot. But at the same time, if you're not respectful of the people that are there, because it was originally founded, you know, on the voice of strong black lesbian women and, you know, the cutie pop community. So for me, if you ain't in there respecting the black, the cutie pop, and all of us as a whole, you probably might feel a little something, but you'll probably just ease on out yourself. But for us, we attract everybody, because if you can feel that you can speak, it doesn't discriminate against anybody. We're non-elitist, non-pretentious, open mic. And we mean that.
Yeah, anybody can get up there.
Yeah, like if you just have something, you don't have to necessarily be an artist to come talk on a mic. Like, you can come and just have something to say. You can come and just be like, look, I just need 4 minutes just to talk about stuff, just to talk, just to release the weight off of my chest, to talk about the crush I have on this person at work and I don't want them to know. Like, you can release everything, and we've had it. We've had tap dancers, we've had violinists, we've had people speak about their day, we've had musicians, we've had rappers, we've had singers, we've had obviously poets, because that's who we are. So like, we've had comedians, like, just to have the array of people that we've had has been a blessing over the last 9, almost 10 years. So it's been, it's been incredible. It's been incredible to go nonstop for that long.
How did it get started?
See, I would love to be able to give you that story. That is all Ja. Ja is the one that can give you that the best. Because for me, I can give you mine, but I wouldn't do it justice. And I'm not. As the anchor of my and the father, my mic wife can definitely speak for that. I know why it got started. I know how it did. But she is the one that I feel like needs to say that, because she is the one that started it. She is the one that founded it. She is the one that created the space and allowed us to be able to be where we are today. So for me, I will allow her to.
Okay, well, she's gonna call in a minute. So
yeah, that's what I'm like.
That.
Yeah, I was like, we will get her.
She just texted me. She's not gonna be able to make it, but she's gonna call in. How did you get linked up with it then?
So I was going out. I was going out to cry on a mic. That's all I was going to do. I was going out to cry on a mic and do some poetry. And I must have did a great poem that night. And she found me. And she heard me. And when I was coming back from doing my poem, she grabbed me by my collar and said, name and number. And I'm going, name and number, and I'm going to stalk you. Now, if you have seen Ja, Ja is a phenomenal presence within herself, and she is also gorgeous. So on top of that, it's like, here. I gave it to her instantly. It was no problem. No, easy. Yeah. She went up and did her poem, which I feel like I was the only one in the room that caught, because it was a poem that let me know that there was no way ever anything was ever going to happen, because it was a love poem. I believe it was a love poem to a girl. So like for me, to a woman. So for me, it was like, all right, I caught this, bang, I got it. And I felt the poem. The poem was dope. And so afterwards we spoke. She said, hey, I would love for you to come to my mic. I said, of course. She said it was a little different. I said, different how? She said, because it's, you know, women that like women. I said, well, you don't like guys. I don't like guys either. I guess we got something in common. So then from that point on, I attended every mic. And then before she left to go get her master's in architecture, she asked me to host. And that was a big, big step for me, just in the thought. Well, it wasn't a big step in the moment. Because in the moment, it was more like, oh, this is actually happening. Cool, I'm down. But then afterwards, noticing it was a big step when she asked me to do that. Because then when she did come back after her time getting her master's, she was asking me. She was like, so, you know, you don't have to keep hosting. I was like, of course I'm going to keep hosting.
I think
so,
we got her on the line.
Let's do it.
Are you there?
Hey.
Yes, you did. I'm here.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi. So sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry that I'm not there in person, but I'm definitely there in spirit.
Yay. We feel it.
Yeah.
Have you been listening to his story? Is he doing you justice?
Yeah, I mean, he's doing all right. He's doing all right.
Told you.
It's not bad.
I caught a bit of it. I was just getting in the car and getting situated, so I caught a little bit of it, yeah.
Yeah, well, first of all, how are you?
You know what? I am stretched but blessed.
Okay.
Like, I know, that's right.
That's a big mood.
Just being a space maker in general, right? Being a full-time architect, being a full-time artist, being the mother of the mic, being a Black woman in America, being a queer person in America, that shit will stretch you out.
Whoa, FM.
But it will also continue to bless you. So I'm stretched and blessed. How are you?
That's beautiful. I want to remind you are on FM radio, though. We cannot have the that word there.
Oh, that's true.
That was beautiful, though. That was a sermon.
It was. You already know, yes.
So how did it start?
Yes, because yeah. I wasn't going to say that because I was like, no, you have to do this justice.
For sure. Yeah, no, so the mic started in so many different ways, but I think, you know, the best way to describe it is we were kind of attached to an existing space, right? So there was this really dope organizer, this really powerful woman named Jam, who ran these nights through Lesbians in Power, LNP. And they had this really dope club nights, and at one point they were the only queer space of color in the city, you know, something consistent for us queer kids to go out to have a good time on a consistent basis. So Thursday through Sunday, we was partying with LNP. And Jam kept saying, you know, we should do this open mic. And at first, I really wasn't into it. I wasn't sure if I'd be able to keep the crowd going. I wasn't sure if I was the right person to be an organizer, because at the time, I was an artist, and I was comfortable being an artist. Stepping up into organizing is a total different arena. And so, you know, I also, though, was excited about the potential to create space for poets like myself, because as an artist, I was hitting up a lot of the spots that I'm pretty sure we're all familiar with, certain spots in Cambridge and in other places, and I was dropping these poems, y'all, and they were fire, in my opinion.
Bars.
In my opinion. But they weren't quite landing with the audience. Like, you could tell that my Black queer self just did not necessarily have a message that was going to resonate with these non-Black queer audiences. And so, you know, the thought was definitely appealing. And I remember one night, Jam called me up, and she was like, hey, I need you to come out to the club early tonight. And I was like, of course, whatever you need, I got you. And I walked through the door at 9 o'clock. And as I walked through the door, Jam's like, and here's the host of the open mic. And
I was
like,
shut up.
I turn around and I'm looking for the host, like, where they at? and it was me. So that's kind of where we got started. But moving forward from that, I mean, we had the first hour of every club night she had, we had the first hour. So it didn't matter what venue she was at, we had the first hour. And I'm not even going to lie, y'all, it was like 7 of us.
Yep.
Yep. In the whole room?
Yes.
Okay. Round robin. I mean, Dee could tell you, like, this round robin trying to fill in that hour slot with very few people.
She was asking how many poems you got.
Oh, jeez. Now it's you have one poem.
Most of us that were there that night, she would ask, go down the line, some of us 4 or 5, some she asked me, how many you need?
I like you. This is I knew I liked you.
How many?
So that must have been great for sharpening your own skills, all of you.
Of course.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I think actually that's probably how, you know, the way we are now, when you see us almost 10 years later, we like to say that we're kind of a launching pad, or at least a home base for a lot of poets, because we have a very comfortable environment where you can come and read your new pieces. You know, you can come and fumble and rehearse and do whatever in our space. And I think that very much comes from the beginning days, when that's exactly what, you know, us 7 poets were doing. We were testing out new stuff because there wasn't no audience. It was just us.
We didn't have nothing else to fear. Like, all right, you gonna hear my stuff? All right, I'll hear your stuff later. Good.
Right. Yeah, and that's a real gift to give to the community as well, because artists need those spaces to try it out. You see a lot of people get on stage for the first time after they have a name or after they're drawing a crowd,
right. And
that's not the place to learn.
not really, unless you want a hard lesson.
That's how they're learning, though, a lot of times, you know?
That's a hard lesson.
And, yeah, you see definitely all sorts of... Every time I've gone, there's been somebody pulling out something they wrote that afternoon or...
Yeah, we have usually...
Or just something they need to
speak about. We have that, and we definitely get a lot of newbies. The fact that we still get newbies, like at least they'll take up a good portion of our mic. Like they come out in droves, and it is... To me, at least, it's amazing to see how open and vulnerable they're willing to be. And then afterwards, like, hey, come get a drink. Like, let's go. Let's have a dance afterwards. Like, it's an amazing time. It's so amazing.
So what would you say the mission of the mic is?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, I'm gonna be mindful and not curse. No, but... The mission of the mic is to create platform, space, vision, opportunities, family, home for primarily, first and foremost, we prioritize the LGBTQIA communities of color and then our accomplices. So the mission of the mic is to be home to those folks, to those communities. And I think also to really... I don't know. Like, it sounds cheesy, but to create the space for people to find the art within themselves. Mm. Because I think, like, so often people come to our mic and they're like, oh, I'm not really a poet, or I'm not really a writer, or I've never done this before. And then they get up there that one time, and then we can't get rid of them.
Yeah,
God.
They really, like, for real.
So I would say the mission of the mic is definitely to make space and to elevate the voices of the LGBTQIA communities of color. But then it's also to, you know, like I said, make space for people to find the art within themselves, for sure.
I like that. And then, so Amanda.
Yes.
You are someone who's been in that space. You've performed there. Mm-hmm. You've been around. Do you want to be an eyewitness here? What did it offer to you? Like, what did you get from that?
Oh, wow. I had the piece of paper here. Didn't realize I was going to get a question.
Amanda.
I wasn't reading it.
I'm just saying. Hey, Ja, how you doing?
I'm good, boo. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to acknowledge Ja before I started talking. Yeah, I was the feature at If You Can Feel It, You Can Speak It. What it gave for me, exactly what everything Ja just said as far as like embodying like new material and being able to test things out, also just a safe space. My set was completely different than what I normally do, and I felt like that was family and like that was a place that I could like really just put it all out there in the open and it would be received with love. I love going to Feel It, Speak It. It's a good night. It's amazing. They always have really good performers. Even the newbies, like Ja had said and D had said, like they be killing it and they come back consistently. And the dance party afterward is dope. So for me, I had a great experience. I also feel like, for me, to be completely transparent, I feel like it's like the Apollo of all mics. Like, for me. Because I feel like they have been around.
pretty high praise.
No, seriously. For like, real. They've been around for a really long time. They're non-biased. They're very welcoming. They're very friendly. They're loving. And like, yeah, like, it's a good space. And the crowd is always stacked. So for me, yeah, Apollo, when you see it on TV, it's always stacked. Like there's never any empty seats. And that's how it is. Feel It, Speak It. So for me, that's how I look at it, which is amazing. I don't really have. You just put me on the spot. Like,
it's literally on a piece of paper in front of you.
Yeah, but I wasn't. Who reads questions?
We're putting. Oh, wow.
Like, who reads questions?
Who reads questions?
I don't read the questions.
We don't plan our shows.
You just started.
No, we don't plan our shows. I'm just on the fly.
As an artist, you know you always got to stay ready.
I know. Yeah.
You always got to keep one in the chamber just
facts.
In case.
Yeah. But like you see this personality too. Like they're both like full of personality as hosts. So you're going to laugh. You're going to dance. You're going to have a good time.
Good rebound.
Yeah.
See, and that's why I resonate with you guys, because like you, this is also a learning platform where a lot of people get experience on the air and, you know, whether they're artists or poets or record label folks or whatever, you know, and we want to offer that opportunity.
Nice.
And then sometimes we can't get rid of them either.
Yeah, listen, I understand.
I'm curious about something. The you guys said that your first like session, poetry session was like seven people showed up.
Yep.
And you guys are, you know, like packing out a full house. I think I'm the only one in here that's never actually been. So I'm curious, like what is like a full? I'm sorry, I'm gonna make it out. I'm gonna make it out. I don't get out of my cave enough.
That's A-ball.
Yeah,
he can dance too.
He's at having a ball.
Yeah,
on
listen,
Instagram.
I've been sitting here watching him on the side. He been sitting here getting a little dance tune when the music break was going on. He was getting his dance on. I was like, oh, he was serious.
Yeah,
so I speak with my body.
But yeah, no, to answer your question, I mean, on a regular night, we're going to see anywhere between 60 to 70 people. On a special night, like special in Boston, meaning the sun is finally shining, or it's our anniversary month, which is November, then you're going to see anywhere between 100 to about 120 folks cram into our mic.
Wow. Where's the venue? Like, where do you guys host
this? The Milton Place in Bella Luna in Jamaica Plain.
Yes, okay. Right there where the Sam Adams Brewery is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What Luna?
It's Bella Luna, Milky Way.
Cool.
It's right off the Orange Line. Very easy to get to.
Very cool.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's amazing. Such an amazing space.
And it's the first Thursday of every month?
Second.
It's the second Thursday of every
second
month.
Second Thursday. Ooh, second Thursday. And we start at 9. Okay. We tell everybody, be there by 8.
Yeah.
Just to
Just to be sure.
Just to make sure you got a seat.
Yeah.
That's all.
Do you have anything coming up? Anything special? Who's that? Who's the feature next month?
Yes.
Next month.
Go ahead.
You have to check it out. I'm not going to tell you exactly which youth slam team it is.
Oh.
But I will tell you that it is coached by one of everybody's favorite artists in this city. And if you guess that, then you'll probably know which team it is, but I'm not going to tell y'all that out.
So, okay, it wouldn't be fair if I guess. It wouldn't be fair if I guess. So
we'll guess off air.
Guess off
I already know.
Oh, well, see? Cool. See?
Nope, don't need a Google. Why don't you go to the mic? This would be a great time for you.
Why don't you go to my dance freestyle sessions? You know, Wednesday nights at BU.
All right, yeah. Bet. I'll go with you to
Philly.
Tearing our show apart.
Said Wednesday.
Our platform.
I told you, accidentally troublemakers. You know, we outspoken.
He was going to cause trouble. Amanda and Alex have not feuded until this moment. It used to be Tayshaun versus Tia, but I guess that's been replaced.
A and A.
So
double A.
Two Thursdays from now, at the Bella Luna, is the next one, and it will have a slam poetry team, coached by the city's favorite artist.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. I'm excited.
I'm so excited. It's so going to be amazing and mind blowing because if you know who the artist is, you know them being like a mentor to these kids. It's going to be like, oh, there's mini versions and they have their own voice on top of that. Oh, this is going to be, oh my God, I cannot wait. Cannot wait.
People that want to learn more about it, where's the best place for them to follow you guys?
So,
I would definitely say our Facebook page.
Yeah.
So if you're on Facebook and you type in "if you can feel," likely it'll fill itself in. But if you can feel it, you can speak it. Open Mic Movement. It's also under Five Si. Like you can type that in FISI. And that'll pop up. But our Facebook page is where all of our information is. We definitely also have an IG handle where you mostly see photos from the mic as it's happening. But if you're not paying attention, then you don't necessarily see our flyers pop up. But then also following D and I and Free is probably your best bet because we're always posting just about like our mic events, but also about anywhere that we as a team, TBS, Can Be Spoken, is performing as well. So that's a lot of options.
Yeah, you want to drop your ats?
Yes. So mine is Jadi _ spoken on IG.
So
that's JHAD _ spoken. For
correct.
You.
Yes, I appreciate you for spelling it out. I forget that not everybody knows these things.
You know, Ja would have been J-A-H to a lot of people. So for me, it's D_RUFF3. On Instagram, Twitter, and just type in D-Ruff on Facebook. You'll find me on there. And if you're looking for our extra, if you are looking for our freedom, look for her under Free PHREE _ dumb, DOM. And trust me, there's material there that you're going to want to get hip on. So
get hip. Y'all have anything else coming up? Last time, Ja, when you were on here, you were starting to get into pride mode.
I'm sure ahead, you're already him. Planning. Ooh, tell him. Ooh, tell him.
Yes, definitely in the thick of pride mode. For those that don't know, June is Pride Month.
Yes.
So you better ask somebody. Get ready for that.
Yes.
In terms of the events that we have going on for this month, so we definitely will have our Pride Mic, which will be on the second Thursday of the month. If you plan on coming through then, you definitely want to get there around 8:30. Otherwise, you're not going to get a seat, I promise.
Yeah.
So that'll be the second Thursday of June. But also for me personally coming up, I have my 10th annual production of Energy.
Hey,
yeah.
It's a celebration. It's so crazy to say that out loud, but it's a celebration of Boston-based talent. Because quite frankly, as a Boston-born and raised artist, I got kind of tired of being part of shows where the other artists were all from another city. Don't get me wrong. I love other cities, lived in other cities, will rep, you know, some dope artists from those places. But being backstage and being one of nine folks who are from here, it kind of frustrated me 10 years ago. And I was like, yo, why are we importing talent? Like, it's not sitting right here in our backyard. Exactly. So I started interviews to celebrate our eclectic art scene. And I also wanted to bring together, like, diverse folks, you know, because, like, there were so many poets who didn't know so many dancers and so many dancers who didn't know so many bands. And so being able to create that networking opportunity is dope. So that show is on Friday, June 14th at the Oberon in Cambridge. That's 2 Arrow Street. I literally just got off the phone with them today. Tickets will be live by Friday.
Yeah.
So definitely follow me on, you know, Facebook, IG, whatever, so that when I hit the link, when it goes live, you can get your tickets. You definitely want to be there. The Energizers will be announced on Friday as well. That's what we call the performers. They're the Energizers. And they, this year, actually got voted in by the general public from the past 9 years of shows. So everybody that has been featured in these shows over the past 9 years was able to be voted in.
That's fire.
Yeah, so it's kind of dope to see who folks wanted back. So it's going to be a jam-packed show. And then the last thing I'll say in terms of what we have coming up.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second? I'm going to.
Please do.
Can you tag us when you drop that so we can share it too, so everyone can find out
Definitely.
About it?
Definitely.
Thank you.
I was listening. I'm going to tag everybody and their mama, okay?
Okay.
But yeah, the last thing I'll say is we will also be at the Isabella Stewart Museum. Matter of fact, we won't be at.
Boom.
We're just going to take over.
There we go.
The Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum on June 20th.
Yes, because the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, if you guys don't know, like, it's just the place. I mean, I know I've been there as an elementary school student. I haven't really been there as an adult until recently. And with the changes in the new building and the old building, like, to be able to be in that space and to be partnered with and take over that space, like, we're about to rock out. Y'all don't even know.
Yeah.
You guys just need to be.
We don't. Drop that date again.
June 20th.
June 20th.
That's my birthday.
K-Von.
Hey.
I'll be thinking about you guys.
That sounded very like you was coming. I was like, oh,
no,
man.
Right. I was ready for the setup
I would be there 100%. But I actually have a job in New Mexico over the summer. So
okay.
I will
Light
be
stunt.
Out of the
city. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Well,
just,
yeah,
light
so
flex.
He'll be gone.
Right.
But
light job flex.
Yeah. But I'll be there.
See?
Yes. Yeah.
Because
okay. For sure.
It's going to be
okay.
Amazing.
For you and I.
Yeah, I should have mentioned that. That was going to be
the state.
I'll be thinking about y'all.
Before we get out of here, we're running really low on time. Most important question. You did it last time, A-Ball. You want to do it again?
I would love to.
Okay.
I like doing it. It's
okay.
Fun. D-Ruff, what does live for your die mean to you?
Oh, man. To live free or die means to be able to be who it is that you are in all of the truth in which it is that you are holding without fear or consequence. And whatever that fear or consequence is, let that be death, because you are confident in who it is that you are. So let me die if I can't be this way.
Hmm. All right.
Jadi, same question.
Yeah, live free or die means, you know, live free or live loud or live intentional in your purpose. Fulfill a legacy. I answered the same way probably last time.
Yeah, this is round two for you, but the other one's not recorded, so this is for the book.
Yeah, the answer's not going to change. For me, you know, leaving a legacy in honor of my mom, who is very much alive and well, has been visiting me here in Boston, but like really being able to continue the love that she put out in the world and the fierceness and the, you know, just like, the strides and the space that this woman made in her life and is continuing to make, for me, that's like live free or die. So again, like live in your purpose, live in your intentions, live in your blessings, live in your beliefs, but just like live unapologetically and as loudly as possible so that folks around you know that they can do the same thing. Otherwise, like, you ain't living, so we ain't even gonna talk about dying.
Crank it up. Mm. All right. Thank you. Anything you guys wanted to talk about that we missed before we get out of here?
No. I think I'm good.
I'm good.
Just make sure you guys come out. You know, I love it.
Okay.
Thank you guys for letting us be here. Thank you guys.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for calling in, Ja. Thank you for coming up here.
We look forward to having y'all on the alumni cipher.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be awesome.
It's July. This is the fifth annual.
That's going to be a good time.
And, you know, thank you guys for coming. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you, A-Ball.
You're welcome.
Shout out to Victoria back up home. Shout out to Christiana holding it down on the left coast. Thomas for editing these. And everybody else in the LFOD fam. This will be online tomorrow, earlier if you subscribe. That's on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all those good things. Otherwise, LFODradio.com. We'll be tweeting the links at LFODradio with an underscore, at LFODradio everywhere else. If you're tuned in and you want those Smino Earth Gang tickets, just tweet us right now at LFODradio, little underscore, say, I want the tickets. We're going to pick someone random and give it to them. And if you listen to this on a podcast, you can do that too. Maybe we'll pick one of you guys instead.
Okay,
who knows?
I did think. No, go
he's
ahead.
Got it. He's got it.
I got one more thing, but after you're done.
Artists, submissions at LFODradio.com. Send us your clean records. We are back next Tuesday with Cheese Bankroll, 9 p.m. That is going to be a lively episode as well. What's going on?
Huh? I just have one more thing.
Okay.
If you can feel it,
you can speak it.
Just gotta do that. You just gotta do that.
That was beautiful. Thank you guys. Really appreciate it. Ja, get home safe, please. I hope you haven't been driving while we've been talking.
I know. Crazy, but I got this.
All right.
Love and light.
We'll talk to you later. Thank you very much. And we're gonna do an extra bars with you, right?
Sure.
All right. We're about to get some extra bars going. If you haven't seen those, they're up on our YouTube and stuff. We're getting out of here with Lil Sims. It's called Gray Area. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.